Come on. Reform already. There's no telling how long this thing's gonna be busy for. Please reform. A zircon like myself doesn't stand a chance against fighting this creature. How did two amethysts such as yourselves even get caught to begin with? Are you not soldiers? Our precious leader is going to be furious with you two when we get back. I can only hope our precious leader takes pity on me for having to deal with such incompetent gems. I wasn't even informed that gems would be in the sector. Who is your manager? I do not see amethyst in the logs anywhere. I think the creature is awake. Form already.
Look, I don't know what you are, but stay away from me. Don't you dare act innocent. You're keeping gems imprisoned.
Dreaming? What do you mean, dreaming? This is real.
Quit trying to change the subject.
You have done something to these soldiers, and now they won't reform. I have been waiting over an hour, and nothing has occurred. What have you done to them?
What do you mean they're not soldiers? You clearly fought them in battle. How else would you have their gemstones?
Bot? What does bot mean?
You did what? You traded paper to obtain them?
Then who is the warrior that took them down?
Also, wait a second. There's different types of you? What are you exactly?
A human. And don't mind me asking,
how many different types of humans are there?
Tons? Okay. And, you know, off the top of my head, are there any obvious weak points on a human body?
Why do I ask? Oh, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Back to something much more important, though.
What object was used to take down these amethysts? You're telling me they came to you like this? Inanimate objects? No. You got it all wrong. These two gems are soldiers. Some of the most high-ranking soldiers on my planet. There's no feasible way that they came inanimate to your planet. The only way my people become inanimate is if they get shattered. Or harvested, but that's something we don't like to think about. It is a fate far worse than shattering.
These gems do, however, feel very, very different. They're not emitting any form of energy. Maybe gems are different on this planet.
Why?
Well, I ask because I assume that you're the dominant species on this planet.
Are you not?
I'm guessing you're not a soldier, and you're clearly not an intellectual.
So what do you do exactly?
What is your purpose?
An entertainer, perhaps?
Maybe you're just a servant. Where is your owner?
You do not have one?
Then you're clearly not an equivalent of a pearl.
Tell me, what exactly do you do?
An engineer, huh? Then you are the equivalent of a peridot.
Excellent. I wouldn't be caught dead talking to a peridot, of course, but this is a very special situation.
Why do I keep bringing up gemstones?
Because I am one?
Did we not cover this?
Maybe my memory's off, but I'm pretty sure it's yours.
I am a zircon, one of the elite on my planet. I, along with all other gemstones, are in service to our precious leader.
Did you really think I was going to tell you who that would be?
You really are a foolish human.
I was just saying that initially to be mean, but you're proving me right.
Ugh, why am I even holding on to these objects at this point? A complete waste of my time. I was passing the structure when I had noticed them in the window. I was on my way to my objective when I decided to be a hero. Believe me, I am never doing that again. I wasn't even made to fight. Look, in our society, all gems serve a unique purpose. Agates manage soldiers, rubies and sapphires advise, business and alabasters build and craft respectively, and moissanites spread propaganda. Hundreds of us exist, and we all have a purpose. A singular purpose. What's my purpose? Well, obviously I gather information. I'm like one of the best gems for the job. I see what you just did, and I am very upset with you about it. Ugh, no matter. Your planet's not going to exist for very long to even worry about it. You are going to very soon have much more important things to deal with. Well, since I've already said what I said... You humans are doomed. I am the last phase of a plan that has been active for thousands of years. We found this planet long ago to terraform it. But then we decided it served a much greater purpose than to just terraform. Oh yes. We have something special incubating in the center of your planet. I simply came to tunnel on down to see the progress of it. Once I do that and leave, it'll only be a matter of time before your planet cracks. Oh, don't make that face. You weren't using your gems productively anyway. Using them for fashion statements? Instead of serving an actual purpose? Come on now. What a waste of resources. An engineer like you should understand that. Stop all that feckless yammering. Think of it this way. You will perish for a good cause. Whatever comes out of your planet will serve our empire very well. And you know what? Maybe I can give you a purpose too. How would you like to be my pearl? Oh, don't worry. Don't be scared. To serve under a Zircon is one of the greatest honors you will ever have in your life. Why has the tone of this encounter changed? Well, it was all an act. Of course I play well the afraid alien that has no knowledge of the planet that she has just landed on. I know that your gemstones aren't living. I know that the technological level of this planet means that you have no chance of escaping. And I know that there's nothing you could do to stop me. So now you might be asking, why am I in your home? The fact of the matter is, I was on my way to do a mission, but I got bored, and I'm sadistic. So, come with me. If you want to- That's enough of that, Zircon. What? Oh, you found me. We're going back home. Great. I'm sorry about that, Earthling. That particular Zircon is a bit too aggressive sometimes. Don't worry about anything she may have said to you. It was most likely a lie. She likes to rile up the inhabitants of a planet just because she can. Why do I look like her? Because I'm a Zircon. Zircons typically look the same. We are gems, after all. I am really, really sorry about what that Zircon probably said to you. If she wasn't so good at her job, we would have shattered her years ago. What is it that she told you exactly? Planet cracker? Really? You have nothing to worry about, human. That was a lie. Yeah, we haven't cracked a planet in thousands of years. It just really isn't a viable option as a weapon. They take way too long to incubate. It used to be your job to check in on these things, so she's just going down memory lane, and unfortunately you had to be a victim. Worry not, though. Your planet is completely safe. For now. Who knows? One day you guys may become very hostile, in which case we will take you out. But not today. Am I telling you the truth? Am I? All I know is, your Earth authorities will not believe you. No human will believe that you had an encounter with an alien. So, teehee, as they say.
Many apologies if you heard a tapping noise. I don't know where that's coming from. I think either my mic's cable is acting up, or the USB port is acting up. Or it could be a driver issue. I'm going to troubleshoot that as soon as possible.
Thank you to
the DV Demon Lord,
Sultan of Sauce, No Red Snow, and Brian for becoming patrons. Thank you for your generosity, and I hope you enjoy the interesting content on my Patreon. Thank you all for listening. It is currently 1 a.m. in a hot closet, and I just made another improv audio, so whatever this was, I hope you guys enjoy it, because I really just went in a direction and didn't stop. Like, blindly, I was like, okay, you know what, I'll do this. I'll just go there. I had a lot of fun, personally. When I first generated this character, immediately I thought, you know what, I want her to be weird. But it did take a turn that not even I expected. She was supposed to be initially, like, honest to God, oblivious to Earth and everything about it. And then I decided, you know what, let's put a plot twist in here. What if she knew everything that was happening and she's just being crazy? So, yeah, that was the results. This audio is influenced by a TV show I used to watch called Steven Universe that aired on Cartoon Network. Now, Steven Universe definitely wasn't the best of shows, without a doubt, but if you, like, focus on the episodes that dealt purely with plot, it's a pretty interesting show. So, that's my thoughts on it. I hope you all enjoyed Sadistic Alien, and I hope you all enjoyed the second alien that came and just told you outright, hey, she's just a little crazy, all right? Just ignore her. Go back to bed. Can you trust what her counterpart said? Probably not. This is supposed to be a one-shot, but if you guys end up enjoying it, then I'll make a second part. I love you all so very much. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll talk to you guys next time, all right? Bye-bye.